This is Thursday, July the 11th, 1996. And we're gathered for a business meeting with a few nice guests that we haven't seen for a while. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. And I'm going to tell the world it's Wally Gentleman down from Canada for a brief visit. George Vannoy, I don't think that it's on or it's not up. I come in light. There's so much darkness around you that you're going to have to continually remind yourself to clear space. I have to cover some old topics. What are we doing wrong here? To catch Wally up enough that he has some idea of what we're going through here. You're all going to have to face some very, very hard, blunt facts about what's going on in your world. We're going to have to work on some of the product, the titanium and the copper that we have now developed, and we have the product. We don't have the bottles, but we've got to get it out. I will explain why, and perhaps we can just read this morning's messages, both of them, excluding the label information. That's of no value at this minute. Many, many things are planned to come down hard on you, and just like Eustace sent through things yesterday that we really should read in here, because you see, they're getting ready to bump off Clinton and take over, but it all is wrapped around the Olympians and their opportunity to basically take control and start the depopulation through infection program during the Olympics. They're going to hit you with a lot of miserable space aliens, pictures, television. It's going to be saturated with two things: incurable disease, such as Ebola, and forget Ebola, what they've got planned now takes longer to incubate, which is planned for world distribution from the Olympics. Plus, it will present as typical light flu. Then there will be a bit of a remission while the parasitic viruses mutate. And then it will present as an untreatable disease worse than Ebola, if you can believe it. So I need to talk about it, because you're going to need the copper that we're going to offer, and you're going to need the titanium colloid that we're going to offer. I'm sorry that Charles isn't here, because I wanted him to hear this. I haven't time, and Dorma cannot do the load. We have to combine meetings with information, and it's not all right for people just to miss the meetings. There isn't anything more important to you than just living, and these meetings become more and more and more important. This is the only time I have to speak with you people. And I'm tired of trying to present something, and then I get 14 people back to me to tell me why it won't work. What did you mean by this? We can't do that. I'm tired of it. I don't bring it to you unless you can do it. We perfect the product before it's even put out there. And if we can carry it this far, then you people can pick it up and go the rest of the way. So I'm going to get into these financial proposals after a little bit, but I think maybe I would rather EJ just read this from today, because I want Wally to understand that Sipa Poo is not the only motion picture. We have enough to last us into infinity for motion pictures. And we've got the funding. All you've got to do is go, damn it, and get it. I don't know how much you think you need. We're getting it in $10 billion increments. And what I get back are revisions, and I'm told that you can't do it, and this contract isn't valid, and so forth. Don't concern yourself with valid contracts. This is right out of the New World Order. And if you try to do business or law like you always thought it should be, you will never accomplish what must be accomplished. We've had one of those contracts looked at and approved in Greece, and what did the banker say? I can't do that here. This is a Rothschild bank. Take it over to so-and-so. They know what this is. Trillions of dollars have been pulled off of this instrument. And we're going to get it back. And if the banks don't want to go under, they're going to help us get our part of it. And Wally's going to raise his own money for these motion pictures. Will $10 billion do it, Wally? Well, you'll have to pay the suckers, or the bud suckers, something. So let's go for $4 or $5 billion. So read today's, and yes.
EJ's gone home to get the writings.
Okay. Who else shall I beat up while we're waiting? Now Dorma's laughing. He was up there. Aren't you ready to go? Aren't you ready to go? I'm just about ready to go. I just got up here. The fountain ran dry. The plants need watering. The birds need feed. And so we get down here with no apparatus at all. So we've already made one trip back. So hold it against him, every one of you. I'm a hard being.
Commander Charles said that we would do the titanium in a 2-ounce bottle. We have those.
Great. All we need is a label. And I do agree that as we bring on these colloids that basically move into the competitive world, only you don't have any competition. My goodness, I'm appalled. There's only one other place that colloidalizes all these elements. And they don't colloidalize some of the stuff that we're going to. On the other hand, they're selling that stuff for $19 an ounce. An ounce. All of these minerals. So it doesn't matter what you charge, you're going to beat the price. On the other hand, we're very short of help and very, very, very short of funds. And we've had to work our way through changing banks again. They want to change the gold storage facilities back to Wilmington from Iron Mountain. It's just a major, major expenditure of EJ's time. So we'll let him get away with a little bit. And it's, quite frankly, the final clearing. You have to know that. You have to be right up front with us. I can't work with my enemy amongst us, in my lap. Everybody is still welcome to any meeting, including this one. But you're either with me anymore or you are against me. We have gone through the nanny, nanny, nannies, the silliness, the confrontations, and then it moved on into destruction of the irrigation system, damage to the gas line and to the water heater out at the farm, which really, it is so fortunate that Ray Bilger was there, but it could have killed him. The thermostat had been turned down so that it would pool that gas before it would click on. And it was set to blow that building away and burn down every one of the buildings on that farm. Ray happened to be there. It didn't do more than scare the daylights out of him, I guess, but the fire was to the roof before they could get it out. This is not amusing. This is not amusing. And so I'm telling you right now, starting this day, I am going to refer not to the Green Brigade. I'm going to refer to the Green Cult. They have all swung around to work with Mr. Green, with his dastardly team, even Betty Tootin, her lawyer said she had no case and he did not want to represent her. She went absolutely berserk. And, of course, directly to Dave Horton, who is raking in her money. It's just one of those things that we're stuck with. I'm saying this specifically because Wally is here, and I don't get a captive audience of Wally gentlemen very often. But Wally experienced George and some of his business judgments long ago with Billy Meyer and other opportunities to film, etc. Did George come as a real setup? No. And I don't want to be offensive. George Green was not that smart. He blundered into it, and he thought he saw a way to really clean up on it. Only life gets in the way, doesn't it? Well, we're going to hear a little bit more about these things, but today is the day to talk about one or two of the local things. I don't know, most of you will be aware that Jason Brent, for instance, had his deposition, and he is planning to go to Spain and possibly be back in time for, quote, the trial. But he's not sure, and he lied all the way through his deposition, so he's already found out. He knows. It's hard to tell which side he's on, actually. He's done us a far greater favor than anybody else. And all the other information that they have gleaned about things to do with George Green and that bunch in Nevada. There has been, in the last depositions, no reference to any sale or non-sale of property. It is a total effort to discredit, mock, ridicule, and go to court, literally, knowing this information will not even be admissible. And everybody lets Horn get away with it. Well, my people don't know it yet, but I have the punchline. I have the punchline for court. You just make sure Mr. Cudd gets on the witness list. I expect Paul to see to that. Anyone have anything to say to this gentleman?
There's a gentleman there, too, in here now.
They know which one. But our friends, the ones who talk about our abuse, misuse, ripoff of money, funds, everything under corporate shelters and structures, well, Mr. Fort and Ms. Beam have opened a new, also known as Under Infinite Balance, California corporation called, get this one, Fort Knox Co-op. And I have to note that very few, if any of you saw it, and they advertised four times in the Tatchby paper. You people are going to have to start paying attention. I can't tend it all for you. This is serious business. Serious. Because they've made so many accusations against you and your operation and your so-called cult. Well, they have literally formed a cult. So go ahead and read, and then we can talk about it, because we've got some serious things to discuss. And they're all things, Wally, that you want to know that you just didn't realize. Because we're going to get to the pictures.
Writing number one from July the 11th, 1996, heading Calvin C. Bergen. In my experience on your place, I have found many, many negative individuals who dare not, speak up not, just a whole lot of knot. Dharma calls them lots knots. However, when you find the few who dare, speak up, research, write, share, go out of their way to help and honor God, country, and fellow man, I am overwhelmed with appreciation. In order to not put any spin on this tale, as we are often called by our adversaries, spin doctors, I will offer Cal's most recent letter as we move to offer his most recent compilation of writings. There will be sufficient information for you inquiring minds who cannot wait for me to get back to the Judeo-Christian hoax. Calvin always sends a disc in these more recent writings, which would save untold amounts of time for ones who simply want to reprint the words. We appreciate that convenience, but I don't handle it that way. We are not in the general publishing business yet, for that comes in a day when we have wherewithal to handle a load. Then we may well have the biggest publishing company outside the controllers ever known to man. At present, we must not. Mary Snell reprinted and copied the book above mentioned, and now that Calvin has referred to same, please, if impatience denies you rest, you can get the entire volume from her. It is worth every cent, and one day must have publication. Remember, we who become too impatient, God blesses us in our wise patience. In the overall tale of lives, past and present, that book is far more important than the more recently received document from Mr. Bergen. But for this moment in sequence, the more recent takes current affairs a bit further and, for the moment, becomes more important in this moment in passing. Perhaps Mary will have opportunity to print this also. And you who are, again, impatient, will find a resource without waiting our chaotic schedule and paper limitations. Perhaps our dream is no limitations on the paper size, for we have no prospect of diminishing information. When we are the only one of perhaps two or three others who print truth and dare to speak out, there is certainly plentiful information begging to be told. However, until the public is willing to support us, and you don't have to subscribe if you get papers otherwise, you can send a few dollars to contact, and every little bitty bit helps. Remember the importance of the widow's mite. We are having to cut out the relief team just to continue the paper, and that always makes the enemy happy because often those involved become the enemy. Everybody wants to bash Eckers, but the facts are Eckers have to figure out a way to attend it all as to pay. The products pay the way during sales but can't even pay their own people during regular times. This will change, for it is God's promise that it shall be so. This does not mean that we don't have difficult and lean times in the interim.
It sure doesn't. But let me tell you, please, and listen to me. That's my mission. I have been commissioned to see to this, and I'm going to do it, with or without any other being. When I am commissioned by God, my Father, to get a job done, I'm going to do it. Thank you.
I am asked why we don't hear more from Dr. Young, for he is such a skilled writer. I can't answer that, for we who attend our own business and do our own work accept that each one here does what he can, according to his instructions regarding that task. I will tell you this, however, he works with a couple of receivers who are blossoming brilliantly, and that in turn will relieve our load tremendously without leaving either a blank spot in spiritual contact and or be caused to totally neglect such as geophysical phenomena, natural or man-made, immediate warnings for preparation, or allow you to forget the purpose of our communications in the first place. Some say, but you could go back to those lessons. No, I won't, because I have a mission to see the remnant through, lay infrastructure for not just survival, but movement into radiance and living possibilities right in your old battered world. Writing for journals or the paper is the least of our workload. I appreciate Eustace Mullen's observation that he is older now and would like to work 24 hours a day, but has to restrict the load to perhaps 16 hours a day. Us too. And at this point, doing some business on the opposite side of the globe, we are hitting the 24 hours a day and praying the copper colloid keeps the parasites out of the joints, especially the finger joints. Then we have to pray the titanium colloid will knock out the viruses carried by those specialized parasites. You have to also, just like us, deal with those two-legged parasites who have taken your world while you deal with their offspring microbes. The time during the Atlanta Olympics will be the test of mankind. The elite controllers don't call themselves the Olympians for nothing. The troops have already been moved in, and by the way, troops have been brought in and offloaded in the south through Texas and are being brought and placed in strategic places along the west coast and immediately in areas of such as Sacramento, California, and bases around major coastal cities on both coasts. I just thought you inquiring minds would want to know. You are going to want those copper and titanium colloids. So, team, get on with the packaging. We have the colloids waiting to be bottled. Use the guidelines I gave you yesterday for the labels with this added information. To the readers, I suggest you get a supply of these two colloids ASAP, as New Gaia has it packaged. The colloids are all ready for packaging, but for the labels, we must do what is necessary to get the product to you. So be especially gentle and kind to the people involved here, for they are working so short of help as to be very painful when I toss in a new one onto their shoulders. We have targeted the higher frequency in the colloidalizing process, unnecessary for ordinary colloids, but mandatory for use as an antimicrobial and a parasitic bullet. The intent is to intentionally infect the people attending the games with that which is spread by insects and later airborne carriers. The temperatures are scheduled to be intensely hot and humid, allowing optimum incubation of both parasites and microbes. The intent is to get the incubation period started, and the full-blown infection will present after the visitors return to their various habitats. The infecting organism will be mutations of prior recognized organisms and will be out of hand before the medical profession can find a fix. You do not have to get these fatal diseases, but you do have to take your own responsibility into your own hands. We are not, and never shall be, in any medical business. We know this works and share it, no more and no less. Do not stop your intake of Gaia Call Silver, the Gaia Gold, or Oxysol, especially Oxysol, because the Oxysol is a specifically programmable crystal solution which is carbon-based and holds human DNA transfer capability. And guess, our Hawaiian friends just walked in the door. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Well, I guess we're here till midnight. Aloha.
Let's see. Then you must have the Giandriana, for that offers the living cells and their natural living crystalline structure to merge with the body's own cellular structure. Most of you will have used a lot of your supplies with the early summer flu. Do not run out. You're going to have bunches to get through these next assaults. The losses here were great during the last stock-up sales, and some dealers bought a lot and did not give the sale price to customers. We can't do that again because the paper and other industry here depends on these products' income. Perhaps there can be a 4-4-3 price or something similar. That is up to New Gaia as to how much they can manage and how much they can do with the mandatory cutbacks and help. Some of the helpers are away on vacation, but we'll be back in a couple of weeks, so it might work out all right. We, like all of you, have to live life as it happens to us. We ask that some information on these products be in this issue of the paper. I repeat, those games start in a week. And a couple of weeks after that, all hell is going to cut loose if their plans goes according to schedule. You will get a world scatter on the carriers. This will be worse than an Ebola outbreak. Read your TV programs. They are telling you exactly what they plan to do, including Independence Day types of activities, while you are sick and down. Next will come the realization of food shortages and contaminated grain. Be blind if you choose, as well as deaf and dumb. But remember, someone has to attend the sick, hopefully without becoming dead in the process. Do not buy into this too many employed runaway economy and all that garbage they feed you on the financial pages. Whoever heard of a drop in the market because of good employment and growing economy? Read my lips, my fingers, and my mind. You are into the serious, serious times, and you are going to have to help yourselves. Keep these little pulse boxes going, and if you don't have one, get one and use it regularly. Keep up your intake of all these things we offer. You need them. There are none like them elsewhere on the market, none. You must have an immune system that can handle these invaders. You will be hit, but you can survive, but not with what is available in your medical annals for use at present. Your body is your business, and we cannot, nor even desire, to offer medicines or drugs. So you are on your own for boosting and keeping a good, sound immune system. Even that doesn't mean you won't get sick. It is planned that you get sick, and depopulation of the globe is still in the strategic planning of the One World Order. Your future is up to you, readers, not to me, not to us, you. Writing number 2 for Thursday, July the 11th, 1996. Heading, Green Cult Spreads Out. Mr. Green's team has constantly referred to us as a cult. They also continue, after being told to cease and desist by the court, to have a whole bunch of AKA names for Doris. Well, we note that there is a group of followers who are even required to use the same attorneys after their own drop them for having no case. I find that interesting. George Green and Desiree claim to receive from Hatton, Croton, Duga, Sananda, Aton, etc. Does that mean that these are also AKA labels for them? I suppose so, and therefore, where they list AKAs for Doris, I hope our attorney will substitute and explain that those are names used by Green. Since Eckers and parties here are trying to finally raise enough money to cover that which Green stole and sort out the mess that his cult members made as to the taking of corporations, not their own, from the agent in Nevada, that we must ask that this cult of Green's and his members cease and desist annoying us, harassing and calling us bad names, thieves, liars, and cheats. We are happy to note that we are accused of all sorts of misuse of Nevada corporations to sneak in and steal all manners of money and produce fraud. I find that it is interesting to note that the major accusers, Leon Fort and Ann Beam, have carried the corporation handling a step further in bringing their own new entity into California under the shelter of Infinite Balance, Mr. Fort's personal corporation. What are they hiding? As we are always interrogated under torture and being called evil. I personally find the name even more interesting than anything else because no business is stated, and since gold seems to be the primary focus of these people, members of the Greens cult, they advertised by publishing the AKA June the 12th, 19th, 26th, and July 3rd, 1996. The public announcement for a fictitious business name statement, file number 96-1743-4, reads, the following person is doing business as Fort Knox Co-op. Anton's comment here. Is this a takeoff on Fort and Knox or gold storage? They don't state the type of business, only that it is doing business under Infinite Balance, Inc. and Nevada Corporation. We are accused of using funny names and weird intentions. How about this turnaround? And how many cult members do they have? We already know that Ann stated she was an agent for Green. It is simply not all right for the pots to call the kettles smutty, is it? So let us see what else the announcement says. Fort Knox Co-op, 333 South Denison Road, number 61, Tehachapi, California, 93561. 3579 Highway 50E, Suite C, Carson City, Nevada, 89701. This business is conducted by a corporation. The registrant commenced to transact business.
Which agency do you suppose that might be?
Grant Megan's.
It's a good guess. Certainly not corporate headquarters or Laughlin, is it?
No. The registrant commenced to transact business under the fictitious business name or names listed above on May the 25th, 1996. Infinite Balance, Inc., and Beam President Leon Fort, Vice President. This statement filed with the County Clerk of Kern County on June the 3rd, 1996. James A. Rhodes, County Clerk. I find myself wondering if Mr. Abbott paid the state of California fees for this transaction. We also want to welcome back Tammy Alley. It is nice to keep all our declared enemies who have joined the cult of green close, where we can watch them and check their our backsides regularly. Is this a cult, a.k.a. corporation, or just a shell? The shoes pinch when they are on your own feet, don't they? Perhaps this is one of Green's many, many Nevada corporations. Watch the bouncing ball. I am going to now turn to a cover letter from Calvin C. Bergen in Austin, Texas. By the way, Calvin Bergen has worked with Dave Overholt until Dave's death.
It should be really Dave Overton.
I'm sorry. You're quite correct.
I knew I was.
Apologies to Al. By the way, I'll even start all over again.
That's good company. It's okay.
By the way, Calvin Bergen has worked with Dave Overton until Dave's death and afterward to help get Dave's wishes for that goal settled. You be the judge of who would rather trust, who you would rather trust as to truth about the gift, the green cult or the one who, without recognition, brings daring truth to you, the people, for your gain, not his. Dated June 30th, 1996. Dear friends, enclosed is part six of Fire from the Sky, my numbering system. Some of the material in it has been covered by Contact, but there are some important items in it that Contact has not covered. If it is of any interest to you, feel free to use it or not, any way you like. The information needs to get out. Originally, I asked Wayne Richard Snell not to use my name so that the focus would be on him, not me. I was only the compiler.
Actually, I should clarify that. That's not meant in the way that it sounds. He didn't want more focus on Richard. He wanted Richard to be able to utilize that material without any confusion. As you remember, Richard was incarcerated and has since been even executed. So this gave Richard an opportunity, and Mary was actually selling little portions of that story. So it kept their little paper alive. And I do want to honor this man for doing this. And all the while that it was coming to us, I don't think anybody knew who that was, except me. It took Dorma a long time to figure out where that came from. And Cal Bergen worked and is still working and will still go to Nevada if that gold is ever released to see to it that it is handled according to Dave's wishes. He was Dave's very, very close confidant in Austin, Texas, and he works with ones who own a gold metal what would we call it, a store, an exchange? Let's just call it a store. So that the two of them together know how to handle the coins themselves, how to transport them, how to insure them, how to manage it. And this was all set up by Dave Overton while Dave Overton was still alive. And there was nothing wrong with Dave's mind. Now Mr. Green's cult has gotten in there, and they have bargained with a different attorney who has nothing to do with anything except that she managed to get someone else as the estate planner in those very last final days of Dave's life. And that still doesn't have anything to do with those coins. Those were assigned years ago. And yet Abbott, Horton, and Green are trying to block that. And they were trying to sidestep. So this attorney got into the picture, and as unethically as you can possibly get in the legal profession, you might really screw your client, but you never, ever do this to another attorney. Go around behind their back. And this one was foolish enough to go to the Supreme Court. So it has yet to be resolved, but this one's going to also end up coming before the Texas bar. Because there have been some real shenanigans going on. And so we'll just keep plugging along. And in the meanwhile, I honor Calvin Bergen. He has never slowed up. And he is saving us tremendous amounts of time compiling information that we've put out. He was precious. When I gave him appreciation for Fire from the Sky, he simply wrote back and said, "Well, bless you, sir, because all of it was your stuff. I just plagiarized it." Well, he didn't, as a matter of fact. A lot of it was, but he had been in some of those intelligence circles, and his knowledge is great, and his information sources are greater. So let us really enjoy as this Fire from the Sky continuation moves along. I'm going to ask that people who can't wait for the Judeo-Christian unfolding to please go direct now to Mary. We will eventually get back to that subject because we were just talking about the Anunnaki and the alien space brotherhood. So it is fascinating. I want to take that subject up and handle it myself. But there's certainly no reason that you cannot get these books from Mary. Help her stay alive. And let us have a little time to bring these other really current events into focus. So finish his letter, and then we won't go into the other yet.
I was only the compiler. Anyway, now I don't see any reason not to use my name. The government certainly knows all they want to know about me, so that people can contact me if they wish. Feel free to use my name and address, unless you know some reason why you shouldn't. Mary Snell has published The Hoax of Judeo-Christianity in book form. Anybody that wants the complete book can contact her. I think it is about $30, postage and all. Editors, please insert Mary's information for obtaining the book. There is a bumper sticker which says, "Kill them all. Let God sort them out." I like your way better. Expose them all. Let the people sort them out. Sincerely, Calvin.
Let's hold up because I want to go back, and the rest is just too much. I mean, we have written so much and revealed so much that as you read what has come out in various and sundry papers, let us just talk about these FBI files that have made it to the White House. Eustace Mullins has really had a ball with that one. And, of course, contact must, if we can stay in print at all, we must give these stair-step unfoldings. Because that young man that got hired in there, that nobody seems to know how he got hired, his mother was one of Billary, you know, that one, your president. It was her closest friend. And somehow he just ended up in there. Oh, come on. You can't go down and get, as Eustace said, you can't even get your own file away from them with notarized statements and so forth. Dorma is going to be astounded when she sees her FBI file. And Eustace has more on him than anybody in the files, and he couldn't get them. So all they have to do in the White House is just innocently have an accident, and they all appear over in the White House in Mr. Clinton's living quarters. Come on. I just don't want anyone to think that I'm that stupid. And I don't think you do either. But this thing that they have planned for the Olympics is almost too incredible a plan. It will just blow everybody away. It's like finally finding a way to sterilize everybody on the planet so you can't have any more children. And then eventually everybody dies, see? You have to go back and you have to pay very close attention to what may be discussed on your televisions. Because any time you're watching something, you know that it's not going to be what they're presenting. There's always going to be something behind it. Why are they talking about this now? Why are they doing that now? So get ready for the next one. What they have got now is already a mutation of malaria and pneumonic, not bubonic, but pneumonic plague. Both are carried by blood-sucking insects. The plague usually by the infected flea biting someone else, and the other by the mosquito. And one says, oh, but we don't have those malarial mosquitoes. Those are special teethy mosquitoes or something, except those, I guess, are flies that cause sleeping sickness that must have infected the entire world. Teethy flies must be everywhere because everybody continues to sleep. Let's talk about malaria. Where did malaria hit the hardest first? And literally have a species of human change their own genetic structure to protect themselves.